Although most feedback should be positive, we occasionally need to give feedback when something has gone wrong. Let's look at how best to do this. Listen to a manager giving some negative feedback to the production supervisor. He uses a five-step approach. Step 1. Focus on the problem, not the person.
Let's look at the problem we've been having with the machine breakdowns that are holding up production.
Step 2. Talk about the future rather than the past.
Our aim should be to decrease the downtime by 50% in the next 2 weeks.
Step 3. Look for solutions instead of trying to blame someone.
What can we do to meet this target?
Step 4. Make specific comments and suggestions.
I suggest 2 things. Firstly, that we make sure the maintenance schedules have been followed consistently. Secondly, that we run a short retraining program for the operators.
Step 5. Create a positive atmosphere.
I'm confident that together we can solve the problem and everyone will be happier and more productive when the machines function properly.
Now you try. Think of a situation at work in which you would like to give someone negative feedback. Pause the track until you have found a situation. Let's now go through the feedback process step by step. There will be a pause after each step for you to think of what to say. You'll then hear our response as a model answer. Let's begin. Step 1. Focus on the problem, not the person. Try to define the problem clearly and simply.
Let's look at the problem we've been having with the machine breakdowns that are holding up production.
Step 2. Talk about the future rather than the past. Try to explain what improvements are needed.
Our aim should be to decrease the downtime by 50% in the next 2 weeks.
Step 3. Look for solutions instead of trying to blame someone. Ask for the person's suggestions.